Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all of those who are here with us as we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Welcome also to those who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. We are glad that you are here. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Peter, assisted by Deacon Jim, and this Mass is being offered for Holy Family First Saturday Mass and Intentions.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
us pray. God, our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Early in the morning, Moses went up to Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, taking along the two stone tablets. Having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, and rich in kindness and fidelity. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, if I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people. Yet pardon our wickedness and sins, and receive us as your own. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, we celebrate Trinity Sunday. And in the Trinity, we have the very central mystery of our faith, the greatest mystery. It's something very strange to our human reason. It really is something beyond human reason. Now, if I told you that this one apple is actually three apples, you would tell me to get my eyes checked. And if I laid out three apples in front of you and I said, actually, that's just one apple, you'd laugh at me. How can God be three persons and still one God? Perfectly one, perfectly three. Three in one, one in three. How is this supposed to work? It defies mathematical possibility. It's beyond us. There's something really, really important in accepting the Trinity instead of clinging to our mathematical certainty. What we do by proclaiming the Trinity, by saying that God is one God, and yet there are three persons in that one God, what we are saying is that we hold revelation to be at a higher level, a more believable level, a more important level than mathematical certainty. Rejecting something because of mathematical impossibility is usually a pretty safe bet. It's usually pretty smart to say, yeah, that's three apples. Numerically, that is correct. That cannot be one apple. That's three apples. That's usually a safe bet. We're saying that in the Trinity, there is something more worthy of belief than mathematical certainty. want you to really chew on that. How does God do this? How could God be three persons? Obviously, it's not some trick of math. God is united in perfect, self-giving, self-emptying love. God is a communion of persons. The Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Father. The Father is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Father. Holy Spirit is not the Son. Son is not the Holy Spirit. You get the picture. And yet they are one God, united perfectly, perfectly in a communion of love. That's how this comes about, as we understand it. Now, why would we believe such a thing? We believe it because it's revealed by Jesus Christ. You and I cannot reason to the Trinity. It's impossible. We could reason to one God. We could reason that God created the world. We cannot reason to God as a Trinity of persons. But we believe it because it is revealed through Jesus Christ. Now you might be thinking, now if it's beyond human reason, what's the point in believing it? What does that have to do with me? We need mystery. So much of our life is defined by the tangible, the scientific, what I can reason to, what I can control. We need mystery. If nothing is beyond us, then there is no eternity. We need mystery to truly come to the full potential of what it means to be a human being. We need mystery. We also need unity. The Trinity teaches us that union among persons is possible. If I put your needs before my needs, if I put God at the center of our relationship, it brings about unity. Unity is brought about through love, not just any love, self-emptying love. Love that is in the other, love that gives to the other, puts the other first. That kind of love brings about unity. I've heard many times people say the divided states of America. How do we bring about unity again? When I put God's love, when I put God's commandments, God's way of doing things, making Jesus Christ Lord of my life, Lord of my marriage, Lord of my family, Lord of my actions, Lord of my politics, when Jesus Christ is Lord again, then we will have unity. We have to make Jesus Christ Lord of every single aspect of our lives. So the Trinity teaches us unity. Now let's get to that gospel. It's too good to pass up. The gold, there it is, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Can this be for real? This is the story of God's rescue mission of humanity. That God was so bent on saving human beings that he held nothing back in the effort to save us. God who is a communion of persons, is not lonely, does not need us, did not need to create the world. God, that one true God, so loved the world. Teaches us what it means to love, what it means to give, be generous. So loved the world that chose to reject him, at the fall and at the cross, the world that continues to reject him. God so loved the world, the world that had chosen to throw his good creation into chaos. He so loved that world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave the one thing that could have cost him anything. He gave himself so that whosoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. A beautiful, beautiful verse. Take that home, reflect on it. Reflect on what it means to perish. Reflect on what it means to have eternal life. When we look that love in the face, it's really hard to believe that it's true. Sometimes we're simply distracted from this love. Our lives are simply too filled with noise to recognize the incredible love God has poured out onto the earth through his Son, Jesus Christ. Sometimes we might simply think we don't need to be saved. I'm doing all right the way I am. God's a good guy. He's going to save me. We completely miss the point if that's our attitude. The point is that the God of the universe poured himself out to save you and me. If we miss that love, we miss eternity. We miss eternal life. We miss everything. We get so tied up in the here and now, in what's supposed to be happening 10 seconds from now, that I can completely forget that the coming of Jesus Christ rocked the fundamental order of creation. That there is one love in this universe worth living for. And his commandments are the ones I should abide by. His love is the one I need to remember to stay on the straight and narrow. John writes that those who do not believe in this love are already condemned. Condemnation does not come from God's unwillingness to save. It comes from missing that love, from choosing something else instead of that love. And brothers and sisters, why do we do it? Sin, every single sin, is in some big or small way a rejection of that love, a compromise with eternal death. We are not called to compromise with eternal death, brothers and sisters. We are called to be saved. Jesus Christ offers salvation freely. But he respects your free will, and he respects my free will. Jesus Christ will not drag you kicking and screaming through the pearly gates. We struggle to say a meaningful yes to this salvation that's offered, and yet nothing is more important than saying yes to the love of Jesus Christ. Here we are today, another Saturday Vigil Mass, another Sunday. God's love remains true. In the distractions of this week, I've largely forgotten John 3:16. I've largely forgotten God's rescue mission. Today is a chance, a reminder of God's incredible love for you and for me. That God would truly rather die on a cross than spend eternity without us. Our choice is to reject that love or accept that love. Salvation waits for those who believe, who submit with faith and humility to the commandments of Jesus Christ, who love his bride, the church, who love God above all things. Brothers and sisters, let each and every one of us never, never let anything get in the way of that incredible love revealed through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe as we celebrate the mystery of the Holy Trinity, let us bring our prayers before the Lord.
For the Church, drawn from all nations and languages, may the Holy Spirit be our guide as we proclaim the fidelity and praise of the Triune God to all peoples. Let us pray to the Lord. For all in civil power and authority, may the Lord guide their leadership as they strive to bring peace to our world and justice to those in need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here, may the grace of the sacraments renew us and deepen our faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are enduring, trials and challenges in life, especially Angelica Liu and our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. May God, in his compassionate mercy, remove all burdens and grant them relief. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, especially Miguel Pirelli, James Rainey, and all the holy souls in purgatory. May they take their place at the eternal feast in the kingdom of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Heavenly Father, we rejoice to call ourselves your sons and daughters. Hear our prayers and answer them according to your will. We ask this through your Son, Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Stand.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Sanctified by the invocation of your name, we pray, O Lord our God, this oblation of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity in substance, and their equality in majesty. For this is praised by angels and archangels, cherubim too and seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day, as with one voice they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own.
Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Thank you.
please join in singing our first communion hymn, number 696, Ubi Caritas, number 696. Our second communion hymn is number 578, How Great Thou Art, number 578.
Consider all
Let us pray. May receiving the sacrament, O Lord our God, bring us health of body and soul, as we confess your eternal Holy Trinity in undivided unity, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And let us go forth singing number 566, O God Almighty Father, number 566.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.